In recent weeks, teachers have staged protests in Oklahoma, Arizona, Kentucky, and now Colorado. Some are fighting efforts to scale back their pensions. Many states have had underfunded teacher pensions for decades and are now drowning in debt. But as NPR's Corey Turner reports, this pension fight is complicated by one little-known fact. More than a million teachers don't have Social Security to fall back on.
To understand why, we need to go back to 1935 and President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
This Social Security measure gives at least some protection to 30 millions of our citizens.
But one group was left out of the original Social Security Act, state and local workers. That's because of concerns about whether the federal government could tax state and local governments, says Alicia Monell, director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College.
So in the 1950s, there were amendments to the Social Security Act that allowed governments to enroll their workers.
And many did, leading the Social Security Administration to trumpet in this 1952 promotional film.
Most American families are now able to ensure for themselves an income that is guaranteed for life.
Most American families, except for a lot of teachers, says Chad Aldman, editor of TeacherPensions.org.
15 states do not offer all of their teachers Social Security coverage, and that means that about 40% of the workforce is not covered.
In states like California, Colorado, Illinois, Missouri, and Texas. Now, the law does require that these places give teachers a pension that is at least as generous, says Andrew Biggs, who studies retirement issues at the American Enterprise Institute.
On the whole, teachers who don't get Social Security aren't necessarily disadvantaged if they work a full career and get a full pension.
But, Biggs says, many teachers don't work a full career, and some pension plans take a decade before teachers see any real benefit.
You know, in theory, you could work for 10 years as a school teacher, come out with very little on the pension end, but also have not earned any credits towards getting Social Security benefits.
There's another big risk for teachers who don't get Social Security, even the ones who work a lifetime in the classroom.
We're kind of worried now.
Again, Alicia Monell of Boston College.
In some places, they're actually going to run out of money.
See, many of these non-Social Security states have badly underfunded their pension plans. Exhibit A, Kentucky. There, the Republican governor once warned if they don't change anything, the system will fail, and most of the people now teaching will never see one cent of a retirement plan. So, late last month, in a surprise move, Republicans rushed a pension reform bill through committee. Democrats in the meeting were stunned. Here's State Representative Tom Birch.
We've had three or four ways to raise money for this issue. A bunch of cowards in this group that haven't got the guts to vote.
The bill the governor signed scraps the old plan for new teachers. Instead, they'll get something in between a pension and a 401k. It's called a cash balance plan. This kind of plan shifts more risk and uncertainty onto workers in a state where teachers don't have a safety net. Pension experts say this is a real conundrum in many places right now. How to fund pension systems that have been starved for decades without giving teachers a retirement plan that's just not as secure as Social Security. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.